Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Kia ora, may peace and blessing of God Almighty be upon you all. Welcome to another live edition of We Are One. This is the live program by the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat and the growing community of former refugees settling in the Rarapa region. So now we are starting from the Quran Pak Tilawat.
Mr. Mukarram Ghulam Misbah Baloch Sahib, Murabbiye Silsila Aliya, to please recite.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما في الأرض الملك القدوس العزيز الحكيم هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وَإِن كَانُوا مِن قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ مثل الذين حملوا التوراة ثم لم يحملوها كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا بئس مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآيات الله والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين
جزاكم الله تعالى أحسن الجزاء. The English translation of the recitation would now be provided by Mukarram Murabbi Zeeshan Guraya Sahib.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May the peace, blessings, and mercy of Allah be upon you. I shall now present the English translation of the verses from the Holy Quran just recited, taken from chapter 62, verse 1 to 6. This translation was rendered by Hazrat Maulvi Sher Ali Sahib, رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, may Allah be pleased with him. I seek refuge with Allah from Satan the accursed. In the name of Allah, the gracious, the merciful. Whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth glorifies Allah, the sovereign, the holy, the mighty, the wise. He it is who has raised among the unlettered people a messenger from among themselves who recite unto them his signs and purifies them and teaches them the book and wisdom, although they had been before in manifest misguidance. And among others from among them who have not yet joined them, he is the mighty, the wise. That is Allah's grace. He bestows it on whom he pleases, and Allah is the messenger, is the master of immense grace. The likeness of those who were made to bear the law of Torah but would not bear it is as the likeness of a donkey carrying a load of books. Evil is the likeness of the people who reject the signs of Allah, and Allah guides not the wrongdoing people.
Jazakumullah. Now the French translation would be provided by Mukarram Faraz Ahmad Rajput Sahib.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Que les paix et bénédictions d'Allah soient sur vous tous. Je vais maintenant vous présenter la traduction française des versets du Saint-Coran qui ont été récités devant vous. Ce sont les versets 1 à 6 du chapitre 62 du Saint-Coran. Je me réfugie auprès d'Allah contre le Satan le maudit. Au nom d'Allah, le gracieux, le miséricordieux. Tout ce qui est dans les cieux et tout ce qui est sur la terre glorifie Allah, le souverain, le très saint, le puissant, le sage. C'est lui qui a suscité parmi les illettrés un messager qui est des leurs, qui leur récite ses signes et les purifie, et leur enseigne le livre et la sagesse, bien qu'ils eussent été auparavant dans un égarement manifeste. Et il le suscitera parmi d'autres des leurs qui ne se sont pas encore joints à eux. Il est le puissant, le sage. C'est là la grâce d'Allah. Il l'accorde à qui il veut, et Allah est le maître de la grâce immense. L'exemple de ceux qui étaient chargés de la loi de la Torah, mais ne l'observaient pas, est pareil à l'exemple d'un âne chargé de livres. Mauvais est l'exemple des hommes qui rejettent les signes d'Allah. Et Allah ne guide pas le peuple qui agit injustement. Jazakumullah.
Jazakumullah ta'ala ahsan al-jaza. Ab in ayat kareema ka urdu tarjuma Mukarram Amir Mahmood Rana sahib pesh karenge.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Surah Juma ki ayat 1 ta 6 ki tilawat ki gayi hai. اب میں آپ کے سامنے ان آیات کریمہ کا اردو ترجمہ بیان فرمودہ سیدنا حضرت خلیفۃ المسیح ثانی المصلح الموعود رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ پیش کرتا ہوں. میں اللہ کی پناہ مانگتا ہوں دھتکارے ہوئے شیطان سے. میں اللہ کا نام لے کر جو بے حد کرم کرنے والا اور بار بار رحم کرنے والا ہے پڑھتا ہوں. آسمانوں اور زمین میں جو کچھ بھی ہے وہ اللہ کی تسبیح کرتا ہے, اس اللہ کی جو بادشاہ بھی ہے اور پاک بھی ہے اور سب خوبیوں کا جامع ہے اور غالب ہے اور حکمت والا ہے۔ وہی خدا ہے جس نے ایک ان پڑھ قوم کی طرف انہی میں سے ایک شخص کو رسول بنا کر بھیجا، جو ان کو خدا کے احکام سناتا ہے اور ان کو پاک کرتا ہے اور ان کو کتاب اور حکمت سکھاتا ہے، گو وہ اس سے پہلے بڑی بھول میں تھے۔ اور ان کے سوا ایک دوسری قوم میں بھی وہ اسے بھیجے گا جو ابھی تک ان سے ملی نہیں، اور وہ غالب اور حکمت والا ہے۔ یہ اللہ کا فضل ہے، جس کو چاہتا ہے دیتا ہے، اور اللہ بڑے فضل والا ہے۔ جن لوگوں پر تورات کی اطاعت واجب کی گئی ہے مگر باوجود اس کے انہوں نے اس پر عمل نہیں کیا، ان کی مثال گدھے کی ہے جس نے بہت سی کتابیں اٹھائی ہوتی ہیں مگر جانتا کچھ نہیں۔ اللہ کے احکام کا انکار کرنے والی قوم کی حالت بہت بری ہوتی ہے، اور اللہ ظالم قوم کو کبھی کامیابی کا منہ نہیں دکھاتا۔
جزاکم اللہ تعالی احسن الجزاء۔ اب ایک اردو نظم پیش کی جائے گی، مکرم عقیل بٹ صاحب پیش کریں گے۔
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ۔ پاکیزہ منظوم کلام حضرت اقدس مسیح موعود علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام۔ کیوں عجب کرتے ہو گر میں جب کرتے ہو گر میں آ گیا ہو کر مسیح، خود مسیحائی کا دم بھرتی ہے یہ باد بہار، خود مسیحائی کا دم بھرتی ہے یہ باد بہار۔ باغ میں ملت کے ہے کوئی گل رانا کھلا، باغ میں ملت کے ہے کوئی گل رانا کھلا، باد صبا گلزار سے مستانہ وار، آئی ہے باد صبا گلزار سے مستانہ وار۔ آسمان سے ہے چلی توحید خالق کی ہوا، آسمان سے ہے چلی توحید خالق کی ہوا، دل ہمارے ساتھ ہیں گو منہ کریں بک بک ہزار، دل ہمارے ساتھ ہیں، گو منہ کریں بک بک ہزار۔
اسلام احمدیت، حضرت خاتم الانبیاء، غلام احمد کی، غلام احمد کی، نعرہ تکبیر۔
اسمعوا صوت السماء جاء المسیح، جاء المسیح، اسمعوا صوت السماء جاء المسیح، جاء المسیح، نیز بشنو عظمی آمد امام کامگار، نیز بشنو عظمی آمد امام کامگار، میں کبھی آدم کبھی موسیٰ کبھی یعقوب ہوں، میں کبھی آدم کبھی موسیٰ کبھی یعقوب ہوں، نیز ابراہیم ہوں، نسلیں ہیں میری بے شمار، نیز ابراہیم ہوں، نسلیں ہیں میری بے شمار۔
محمد مصطفیٰ، غلام احمد کی، اسلام احمدیت، نعرہ تکبیر۔
پر مسیحا بن کے میں بھی دیکھتا روئے صلیب، پر مسیحا بن کے میں بھی دیکھتا روئے صلیب، گر نہ ہوتا نام احمد جس پہ میرا سب مدار، گر نہ ہوتا نام احمد جس پہ میرا سب مدار، سر سے میرے پاؤں تک وہ یار مجھ میں ہے نہاں، سر سے میرے پاؤں تک وہ یار مجھ میں ہے نہاں، اے میرے بدخواہ کرنا ہوش کر کے مجھ پہ وار، اے میرے بدخواہ کرنا ہوش کر کے مجھ پہ وار، کیوں عجب کرتے ہو گر میں آ گیا ہو کر مسیح خود مسیحائی قدم بھرتی ہے یہ باد بہار
غلام احمد کی غلام احمد کی حضرت خلیفۃ المسیح الخامس نعرہ تکبیر
اللہ اکبر
جزاکم اللہ تعالی احسن الجزاء دا انگلش ٹرانسلیشن آف دیز ورڈز آف دا پرومس مسیح پیس بی اپون ہم وڈ بی پریزنٹڈ بائی مکرم عمر عبداللہ چودھری صاحب
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ مے دا پیس بلیسنگس اینڈ مرسی آف اللہ بی اپان یو آئی شال ناؤ پریزنٹ دا انگلش ٹرانسلیشن آف کپلٹس فرام این اردو پوئم ریٹن بائی حضرت مرزا غلام احمد آف قادیان دا پرامس مسایا اینڈ مہدی اپان ہوم Be peace. Why are you surprised if I have come as the Messiah? The very spring breeze breathes the messianic spirit. A beautiful flower has blossomed in the garden of this nation. An intoxicating spring breeze is blowing from the garden. A wind is blowing from heaven, announcing the oneness of the Creator. Hearts are with us, no matter what the tongues may be endlessly chattering. Hearken unto the call of heaven. The Messiah has come. The Messiah has come. And hearken unto the earth. The victorious Imam has arrived. I am at times Adam, at times Moses, at times Jacob, and at times I am Abraham. My progeny is countless. Being the Messiah, I too would have been put on the cross had I not been named Ahmad, upon whom I place all my reliance. Within me, from head to foot, is concealed that beloved. O my ill-wisher, beware when you try to attack me.
Jazakumullah. The French translation of the poem would now be presented by Mukarram Khalid Mahmood Bhatt Sahib.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ کے لپے ایلی بینیڈکس
ویلکم بیک اور ویور اینڈ لسنر ناؤ وی آر لسننگ این ادر پروگرام
اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Once, a companion of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was standing in prayer by the Muslim army at night. Suddenly he was spotted by an enemy who shot an arrow perfectly into his body. This companion, he pulled the arrow from his flesh and cast it aside and continued his prayer. Moments later he was shot with another arrow and then a third. Now he was bleeding profusely. So he bowed, he prostrated, completing his prayer. And he woke up another companion who was sleeping beside him. The enemy had vanished into the darkness by that time. But when his friend saw him, grievously wounded, drenched in blood, he asked him, "Why did you not wake me up sooner?" And this companion, he replied and said, that I was immersed in the recitation of a chapter of the Holy Quran. And I didn't like that I should leave it unfinished. Respected elders and my dear brothers and sisters, today I've been granted the opportunity to speak about the Holy Quran and how it can enrich and transform our lives. We live in a world where we often find ourselves searching for meaning, purpose, and fulfillment. Anxiety and levels and feelings of helplessness and hopelessness are at their highest levels. And this is demonstrated by the fact that the global mental health market is expected to rise to a value of more than $500 billion by the year 2030. Each year, more than 10 million self-help books are sold globally. And this market too is expected to rise to a value of $14 billion in just the next 2 years. They say that self-improvement is a journey and books are its starting point. This is where the Holy Quran stands as a beacon of guidance and wisdom for us. Revealed more than 1400 years ago, it contains timeless teachings that offer profound insights into leading a life that is not only successful in worldly terms, but also deeply fulfilling and satisfying at a personal and emotional and spiritual level. Nowadays, it's assumed that wealth and materialistic gains will offer us a sense of fulfillment. Everywhere you look, people are obsessed with elite brands and they are taught to think that their happiness is contingent on the worldly objects that they possess. Even our children, they inherit the idea that they too must, for their entire lives, compete in this game of mutual rivalry. The question arises that is a materialistic lifestyle any way to protect our children? And what can we do in this life to protect our children in theirs? The Holy Quran narrates a fascinating story. It's the spiritual journey of Khizr and Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. It's a story that has a deep metaphorical interpretation and is interpreted as a vision, but nonetheless holds a valuable lesson for each and every single one of us. So Khizr and Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, they're on this journey together and they come across a town. And they've been traveling, so they're tired, they're hungry. They asked the people of the town for some food, but the people denied them. So they moved on into the town, and they came across a wall that was about to collapse. And Khizr, he starts to repair this wall, he starts to fix it. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is looking on, and he says to him that you could have asked these people for some sort of payment. We're the ones who are traveling. They just denied us food and here you are fixing this wall. So Khizr finally tells him the reasoning. He says to him that this wall belongs to two orphans and their treasure, their wealth is buried underneath this wall. And it was feared that if this wall collapsed, their treasure would be exposed and the people would steal it. And so I fixed this wall because kana abuhuma saliha, because their father was a righteous man. The Holy Quran doesn't state that their wealth and their property and their inheritance was protected because kana abuhuma ghaniyan, because their father was a rich man, or because their father lived in a big home or lived an extravagant lifestyle, but because their father lived a righteous life, he was a righteous man, the wealth of these two orphans was protected. The promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam makes an interesting point in his commentary of this verse, chapter 18, verse 83. That as for those two orphans, they weren't seen as righteous themselves. They weren't known for having done anything good. But simply because their father was a righteous man, their wealth was protected. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam writes that God Almighty appreciated the ways of this righteous man so much so that he sent prophets to repair a collapsing wall that belonged to two unrighteous orphans. My dear brothers and sisters, this is not to say that the religion of Islam and the Holy Quran prohibits us from having nice things in this life. This is not the case. In contrast to this, we find that the Holy Quran alludes to the fact that having nice possessions in this life can certainly enhance feelings of fulfillment. We find a very beautiful prayer in the Holy Quran in chapter 2, verse 202. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنًا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. O Allah, grant us good in this life and grant us good in the hereafter and protect us from the torment of the fire. Hazrat Khalifatul Masih I, may Allah be pleased with him, he writes in his commentary that what are the hasanat? What are the good things of this life? What does this refer to? It refers to knowledge, health, ability to do good, provisions only as much as are needed, a righteous progeny, a righteous spouse, a nice home, good clothing, good friends, and a good and noble end to one's life. So we are certainly permitted to have these things in this life. Rather, we seek these things from Allah the Almighty. But the Holy Quran guides that all of these things, a nice home, good clothing, good possessions, they should never seek to distract us away from Allah the Almighty. Rather, we are taught that وَابْتَغِي فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ, that in that which Allah the Almighty has granted to you in this life, you should seek the abode, you should seek the home of the hereafter. In the pursuit of success of your businesses and your financial endeavors, why not seek wisdom from the Holy Quran? One of the commandments of the Holy Quran is كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, keep company with the righteous people. Hazrat Muslim Maud رضي الله عنه writes that the companions, they had attached themselves to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and because they did this, when the doors of victory were opened for him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of them rushed through those same gates. This is what the essence is of keeping company with those who are righteous. Hazrat Muslim Maud رضي الله عنه writes that the Arabs, they weren't as skilled in trade and business as the Persians and the Romans were. But despite this, they became very successful in their businesses. One companion, he would give his own example, he would say that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed for me, and I became so successful that I could buy dust and sell it at the price of gold. My dear brothers and sisters, regarding the blessings of the Holy Quran and adhering to its teachings, Hazrat Abu Huraira radhiyallahu anhu used to say that that home in which the Holy Quran is recited, people act on its teachings, it becomes spacious for its inhabitants. No matter how small the house may be itself, it becomes spacious. The good of it becomes plentiful. The angels come to that home, and the devils, the shayateen, they run away from it. But that home in which the Quran is not recited, people discard it, it becomes cramped for its inhabitants. No matter how big that house may be, it'll be cramped. And the good of it will be little, and the devils will rush to it. My dear brothers and sisters, there are hundreds of verses in the Holy Quran that guide us towards pursuing and attaining a fulfilling life. And the miracle of the Holy Quran is that it contains ultimate truths, truths that take a lifetime, sometimes even generations, for people to realize. The Holy Quran teaches us to develop a sense of self-awareness, which is crucial for mental health. Allah the Almighty states, O ye who believe, be mindful. Be mindful of your own selves. He who goes astray cannot harm you when you yourselves are rightly guided. It warns us that if you forget Allah the Almighty, He will cause you to forget your own souls. The Holy Quran teaches that whoever turns away from the Quran, he will live a depressed and narrow life. And on the day of resurrection, he will be raised blind. The Holy Quran teaches us to practice gratitude, which is also crucial for mental health. Allah the Almighty states that if you are grateful, I will surely bestow more favors upon you. And gratitude takes three forms: from the heart, from the tongue, and from the limbs. From the heart, you acknowledge the blessings of Allah the Almighty. You think about them throughout the day. With your tongue, you profess the greatness and the glory of God Almighty in your worship. And with your limbs, you make good use of that which Allah the Almighty has blessed you with. You benefit other people with it. The Holy Quran teaches us that we must change our hearts and our approach to this life. Verily, Allah does not change the condition of a people until they change that which is in their hearts. The Holy Quran teaches us that he indeed truly prospers who purifies his soul, but he who corrupts it himself, he is ruined. It teaches us that Shaitan will make evil acts beautiful to us, but remember, he is an open enemy to you. It teaches us that trials and hardships are a reality of life, but surely there is ease after hardship. Surely there is ease after hardship. It teaches us never to lose hope. Allah the Almighty states, O my servants who have committed excesses against their own souls, despair not of the mercy of Allah. Verily, Allah forgives all sins. The Holy Quran even addresses the human affliction of comparing ourselves with other people. In our pursuit for happiness, we always measure up ourselves compared to others. How somebody else looks, what possessions they have, what achievements they have in life, where they are in life. They say that comparison is the thief of joy. And in doing so, we neglect all of the blessings that Allah the Almighty has bestowed upon us. In chapter 4, verse 33 of the Holy Quran, we are taught that even when you pray, you should never wish that Allah the Almighty should make you like a particular person that you have in mind. Because it may be written for you that Allah the Almighty will bless you in immeasurable ways, even more than them. So you should always seek the bounty and the grace of God, for the bounty and the grace of God are limitless. Then we find in the Holy Quran, the Golden Rule, chapter 16, verse 91, in which Allah the Almighty commands us to nurture, develop, to establish positive relationships with people. Verily, Allah enjoins justice and the doing of good to others and treating people like they're your family. An 85-year-long Harvard study on happiness, the longest ever study done of its kind on this subject, it found the number one thing that makes people happy in life: positive personal relationships with others. Nowadays on social media, you'll see viral videos of elderly individuals being asked what their biggest regrets were in life. Not a single person says that they wish they made more money. But they all said things like, we wish we spent more time with our children, or that we worked less, or that we didn't prioritize our careers over our personal relationships. The Golden Rule of the Holy Quran, chapter 16, verse 91, addresses this. It seeks to safeguard us from regret in the future. My dear brothers, if we fail to implement the Golden Rule within our own homes, we will have failed to nurture the most critical, closest, and sensitive relationships that we have. Hazrat Umar r.a. used to say that before Islam, in pre-Islamic times, we used to have no respect for women whatsoever. We used to have no regard for our women. But then Islam came, and we witnessed ourselves that God Almighty was mentioning women in divine revelation, in the Holy Quran. He was granting them rights. He was giving them responsibilities. That's when it dawned upon us that women have a right over us too. Once, a man was sitting with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the man's son came to him. So this man, he embraced his son, he kissed him, he placed him lovingly on his lap. A short while later, his daughter came, but he didn't show her the same affection. She quietly came around him and sat by his side. The Holy Prophet ﷺ was watching this. Immediately he rebuked the man. Why did you not treat them equally? Why were you unjust in your treatment of both? And finally, in this list of verses, my dear brothers and sisters, is the verse that I recited in the beginning, That is the ultimate reminder that verily it is only in the remembrance of Allah the Almighty that our hearts can truly find comfort. There are hundreds.
Islam Ahmadiyyat, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa, Hazrat Khatamul Anbiya, Ghulam Ahmad ki, Ghulam Ahmad ki, Nare Takbir.
My dear brothers and sisters, there are innumerable verses of the Holy Quran on this subject. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masood radhiyallahu anhu, one of the greatest scholars of the Holy Quran, he once described the Holy Quran in this manner. He said that this Quran, it's a banquet. It's a feast that Allah the Almighty has invited you to consume. So take of it how much ever you can. Consume it until you are satisfied. For I do not know of anything more bereft of good than that house that has nothing from the Book of Allah. My dear brothers and sisters, the Holy Quran is very easy to read and understand. About one third of the Holy Quran comprises of stories, narrated with the most impeccable and masterful storytelling. There's no extra information in the Holy Quran. It's exactly what you need. True accounts with profound lessons on how to live a truly fulfilling life and build your home in the hereafter. When you read the Holy Quran, you read stories about personal relationships, parents with their children. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam builds the Holy Kaaba with his son Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, and then they pray together. The deep love that Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam had for his beloved son Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. You find the story of Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam sharing deep wisdom and life lessons with his own son. The mothers of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam and their unbreakable bond with them. You find the beautiful relationship between the two brothers, Hazrat Harun alayhi salam and Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. When you read the Holy Quran, you find stories of redemption, miracles of Allah the Almighty. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam survives being thrown into the fire. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam overcomes Pharaoh. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam survives the belly of the whale. Hazrat Dawud alayhi salam slays Goliath. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam is imprisoned and emancipated. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam survives crucifixion. And the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is expelled from Mecca and returns shortly to conquer it. My dear brothers and sisters, this is the God who is manifesting himself to us in the Holy Quran. A God who is ready to show us his miracles if only we give him the chance. My dear brothers, read the Holy Quran, read these narratives, and let them illuminate your soul and your home, and let them guide your life. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam once said that when the Quran is recited inside of a house, that house appears to the people of heaven. It appears to the people of Jannah, just like the stars appear to the people of earth. Who would not desire this for their own home and for their own families? Respected elders and my dear brothers and sisters, the most fundamental aspect of our existence is the purpose for which we have been created. And that is to strengthen our personal relationship with our Creator. Allah the Almighty tells us in the Holy Quran that وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created the jinn and the men except that they may worship me. Allah is very clear in the Holy Quran. He states that what will my Lord care for you if you do not pray to him? If you do not worship and if you do not pray, what will my Lord care for you? In Surah Al-Fatiha, which is the greatest prayer that has ever been taught to mankind, we learn that two primary responsibilities have been given to man. They are إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Thee alone do we worship, and Thee alone do we beseech for help. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to say that even if you need something, even if you desire something as small and insignificant as a shoelace, even that you should seek from Allah the Almighty. There is no situation in life, there is no stage in life, my dear brothers and sisters, in which we are not in need of Allah the Almighty. In chapter 113, Surah Al-Falaq, we all know this chapter. We learn an insightful lesson that when it's dark, in darkness, everything looks the same. You can't identify who is your friend and who is your enemy, or what will benefit you and what will harm you. This speaks to the human condition. We're all in darkness. But when Al-Falaq comes, the light of the dawn, and it slowly starts to encompass everything, then we realize the reality of who is who and what is what. Surah Al-Falaq is a comprehensive prayer of the Holy Quran taught to us by Allah the Almighty, in which we seek protection of Allah the Almighty from all of those things that are outside of our control, that we are unaware of, that are in the unknown. It's a prayer through which we pray for seeking the removal of all of those obstacles that are in our path to fulfillment. We seek completion from Allah the Almighty. And then we pray further that once that is achieved, there should never be any decline. There is nothing that can give our hearts more comfort than uttering those prayers that have been taught to us by Allah the Almighty. If you've ever lost a loved one, you will agree that nothing can give your heart more comfort and peace of mind than the words, Alaysa Allahu bi kafin abduhu. Is Allah not sufficient for his servant? Or the words, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajun. This is a promise from Allah the Almighty that we will see our loved ones again when we gather to Him, because surely to Allah we belong and to Him shall all of us return. The words of Allah the Almighty are in and of themselves a mercy whereby He fills the voids that are found in our heart. Nobody can do this for us. Only God can do this. He fills those voids. He completes us and He fulfills us. The overwhelming message of the Holy Quran is one of hope. The Holy Quran invites the reader to connect with a God who is forgiving and merciful, not such that He would relentlessly pursue you in order to punish you. God Almighty doesn't do this. Once the Holy Prophet ﷺ, he went to visit a man to inquire about his health. And when the Holy Prophet ﷺ saw this man's condition as he lay in his bed, he was shocked. He asked the man, "What happened to you?" And this man, he said that, "I feared the punishment of Allah the Almighty in the hereafter, so I asked God to punish me in this life." And the Holy Prophet ﷺ, he said, "Subhanallah, you do not have the power to bear the burden of God's punishment. You should not have prayed that. You should have prayed, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Oh Allah, grant me good in this life and grant me good in the next and protect me from the torment of the fire." So the Holy Quran is not a book. It's not a book that puts its reader into misery. In contrast to this, its message is that a truly fulfilling life is only found when one deepens their connection with their Creator. My dear brothers and sisters, we are those fortunate ones who have accepted Hazrat Aqdas Masih Maud alayhi salam, He who revived the teachings of the Holy Quran and brought back faith to the earth. In the life of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, he would always be seen pacing back and forth in his room, reciting the Holy Quran and contemplating upon it. He would hang verses of the Holy Quran on his walls, and he would sit back and he would ponder over them. During his journeys, he would spend hours diving to the depths of the ocean of Surah Al-Fatiha. Sometimes when the promised Messiah alayhi salam would be experiencing a headache, he would lay down on his side while one of his companions recited the Holy Quran, and he would be comforted and he would be healed by it. One of his sons would proclaim that without exaggeration, the promised Messiah alayhi wasalam finished the Quran maybe 10,000 times in his lifetime. It's the promised Messiah alayhi wasalam who said that, "God is my witness, if there was no Quran, I would have found no pleasure in life." It's he who said, "I have seen in visions that all honors and blessings are irrigated through the waters of the Quran." It's to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam that this revelation was revealed, that al-khayru kulluhu fil Quran, all goodness is in the Quran. It's the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam who declared that success is impossible, rather inconceivable, if one forsakes the Holy Quran. And he would share his secret, and he would say, "I tell you truly, that true and genuine love and obedience of the Quran makes a person into a man of miracles." My dear brothers and sisters, this is the Messiah who we have accepted. Let us become like that companion who pulled three arrows from his body but didn't wish to stop the recitation of the Quran. No matter how many arrows society launches at us that hit their mark, let us be among those who pull them from our flesh and cast them aside but never falter in adhering to the word of God. Dil mein yahi hai har dam tera sahifa chumu Quran ke gird ghoomu Kaaba mera yahi hai wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Welcome back. Thank you so much, our viewer and listener. I have some update about the refugees settling in the Europe regions. So there are new refugees settling in the master tent, and they are facing some challenges in their life, and many thanks to Red Cross, who is helping them to settle, like helping find job, and for youth and kids who want to study, helping them to enroll school, colleges and universities. Thanks to all our viewer and listener who were able to join us today. If you have any question or comment, please feel free to reach us out on 0800-9475-26 or email info@ahmadiyya.org.nz. Repeat repeating again number, please note the number, 800-9475-26 or email info@ahmadiyya.org.nz. info@ahmadiyya.org.nz. Wassalam, khaksar, Shaukat Ali Majokha, Jazakallah.